What's going on, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State continues. Eddie Greer, your host for this podcast. All things K-State. Women's golf edition here. They took part in match play here the last 2 days here. Getting you guys caught back up with that. But they were eliminated yesterday. The women's golf team did, however, earn a 3-2 victory over OU, but fell short to KU. As it all came down to an end for the women's golf team, as they could not advance past KU in the Big 12 match play yesterday at Kirtland Golf Club, which was at Scottsdale, Arizona. K-State tied with Oklahoma for 8th place with only 12.5 points overall, but the Sooners advanced to Saturday instead of K-State. So that's Oh, I'm gonna be careful where I choose my words here. That's messed up, man. You beat OU, but still they get the nod. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever, especially in like match play. I mean, I don't understand how this goes. I mean, women's golf. I mean, as I read this, I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense. So the team that we beat is going on to the quarters, and we're going home. That's messed up. But anyways, I can go on a separate episode rant about that. But Christy Knight, in a press release, talked about the Big 12 match play. As far as K-State goes anyways, we're obviously disappointed to not advance to the bracket by losing the tiebreaker. But there are no excuses, as we came up a half point short after 6 matches in 2 days, she said. And then, of course, quote, I'm proud of their effort. They played hard, and there is a lot to take from this. We have now 2 weeks to prepare for the Big 12 Championship Tournament, end quote, from Coach Christy Knight, the head coach of the women, K-State women's golf team there. Well, that kind of explains it. So now I understand. So, yeah, even that, yeah, 12.5 points for OU, K-State only 12, which gets them the boot out of this match play tournament now. But yeah, I mean, yeah, Kristen Knight, even she said, well, not prevents the not advancing, but giving no excuses, credit her for doing that. I mean, being stand up and look, we had opportunities out there for points. I mean, you can't leave points on the table and put yourself in that vulnerable position to go home, you know, after a couple of rounds. So that's just kind of disappointing on that end. But hey, it's a learn and grow type of experience for this team. Napuya Gossner and Haley Vargas did lead the team yesterday, as they each won their respective matches there. Vargas, 2 dominating victories, beating OU's Michaela Fortune 7-5 and KU's Lauren Clark 4-3. Gossner picked up a 4-2 victory over Kaylee Vesely of Oklahoma, and then piled on another one, 2-1. 2-1. That sounds like a record, but I'm gonna go 2-1 over KU's Johanna Ebner there as well. And then add in Mangan Dante Gay as well, beat Oklahoma's Reagan Chaney 2-1 there as well. So there's some bright spots though for the Cats. So they put up a fight against OU and KU yesterday. I don't know who they played in the first day, but seems like they cost them a chance, because individually wise they picked up 3 wins there yesterday. And so yeah, that really, I guess day one, they went off to, I'm assuming, since we didn't recap day one of match play, they didn't get off to a good start. So you want to advance, you want to get off to a good start, and K-State kind of went out slow out of the gates and gained in day one. And here they turned out some good individual performances here in day two, but it still was not enough for the K-State women's golf team to advance to the quarters, as now they're going home and have to get ready for the Big 12 tournament coming up for them down there in Dallas, Texas. Not this upcoming weekend, but the following weekend, April 21st to the 23rd, down there at Dallas Athletic Club, Dallas, Texas, where just recently Jerome Tang was at, head coach of the K-State men's basketball team, was at down there getting his Coach of the Year award down there. So K-State women's golf will look to make some more noise down there at Dallas, Texas in a couple weeks for sure. But K-State women's golf going home after 2 days, after losing somewhat of a tie. I wouldn't call if I wouldn't call it a tiebreaker. I'll call it losing a half point there to OU, which they beat yesterday. But due to that 12.5-12, KU is, not KU, what, get KU out of here. K-State is going home there and getting ready. Now they can use this time to prepare for themselves for the Big 12 Championship Tournament. Of course, with this beautiful weather now, that is spring now, it's time to get out there and continue to work on your craft. That's what they're going to have to do if they want to do better in the Big 12 Tournament. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Can find it wherever you get your podcast. Folks, if it's your first time checking us out, we appreciate you for stopping by and listening to this episode. If you love what you're hearing, make sure you download, not download, you can download these episodes, but before that, subscribe, then download the episodes of Pearl Project Podcast, folks. And make sure you listen to episode 153 of the Pearl Project Podcast weekly with special guest Keelan Valentine, which is up now wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Spotify, Apple, we're on that, and plenty more podcast platforms as well. That's going to wrap it up on this Women's Golf Match Play edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, PBBD edition. A lot more coming up this week on the show. We might have another special guest this week. We'll see how it all shakes out. But for now, that's going to do it for this podcast, for this daily edition. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.